This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The RTDNA recently reported on the number of journalists who've been arrested, some of whom still face some charges, in some cases very serious charges. And as I looked over that list of journalists who've been arrested, I saw a lot of them, maybe close to half of them that are still facing charges, were covering the Dakota Access oil pipeline protest, and they were news organizations that I did not recognize. And it kind of raises the question, exactly who is a journalist? And is that something we really want to try to define? Do you want to be the person who says you're a journalist and you're not?
I think with the ease and access of social media nowadays, I think we should be a little more skeptical, maybe have some healthy skepticism when someone identifies themselves as a independent journalist, or I hate to say it, but even freelancer, though there are many noteworthy valid freelance reporters out there. We just have to have a healthy dose of skepticism when we're talking about that. But you're right, looking over this list that you're referring to, Rich, there were all of the folks that that were noted here for having been cited for trespassing and various other issues were noted as being just as independent. And I'd like to know, for whom do you work for? Where do you get your paycheck? How legitimate is this? So that's my first question as a journalist.
Yeah. The question is this person a journalist or are they an advocate?
Right. And I feel uncomfortable with deciding who is and who is not a journalist. I mean, the RTDNA talked about someone who's a filmmaker in there, and they consider them a journalist in this article. So who am I to say that they're not doing journalism in some way?
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, there are countries that do certify journalists. Many in Latin America. And there are some countries who, not the country itself, but in these countries, they have non-governmental organizations that will give certification to journalists. So in America, we don't have that. And I think that's where all of these problems come from. And maybe they're good problems in some ways, and maybe they're not. But we do see journalists being taken up and being arrested in some of these venues where they're covering, whether it's things going on in St. Louis, which we've been having riots out there, or in this case the pipeline. There are people arrested there, and there was a lot going on. And who's to say that they weren't breaking the law in some way? We weren't there. I don't know. But it's a little concerning that some people are facing felony charges.
Well, and I see the list, though, when you determine who's a journalist and who's not. You know, when I see a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter having been cited for in the covering of the demonstrations in St. Louis, that gives me some certain level of credibility that this is someone who is, credible. Now, granted, maybe he did cross the line and maybe he was on private property. I don't know. But when I see these, independent freelance this, freelance that, I don't know. I just have to, again, with this day and age and ease of access of folks posing as reporters, I have to ask that question, be a little skeptical, and especially because I think this this opens the floodgates for those who are very passionate about their causes and will do just about anything to get their point of view out there. And if it means posing as a reporter, they'll do it.
Well, documentaries, a person making a documentary often approaches it from a certain point of view. And so if this person is a documentary filmmaker, are they a journalist?
Is Fox News composed of journalists?
Well, that's my big question, too.
Right.
I consider
CNN,
that name, yeah, Fox News, to be an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may do some legitimate news reporting, but I see an awful lot of propaganda on that channel, too. And I don't know that I would consider – I know for a fact I don't consider that to be journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's
advocacy. I think we've learned that anyone with – it seems like anyone with a social media account can produce what is conceived as journalism. But and I don't even think people even that have the training or the diplomas in this industry might not even be warranted as journalists. I think it comes with time and reputation. Who are you going to trust? when I want certain news or information, again, I think we have to weigh that with, you know, investing in anything from a car to an appliance. What's the name out there that you're going to trust and that you're going to believe in? And I think we have to approach this in the same way.
I'm sure none of us want to go down the path that Jasmine was talking about, where the government or some other entity licenses journalists and decides who is a journalist and who does not qualify.
That's certainly not the answer. You know, journalism needs to be free. It needs to be unleashed. It needs to be unbiased. But it needs to be done by the professionals and performed by those professionals that have demonstrated and with I think agencies or companies that have a good strong track record, which is why I still turn toward the Tribunes and the Times and the Post-Dispatches of the world rather than the dot-coms of the world. Again, that's just my point, bias, because they're tried and true.
I do have to give you the other side of that argument, though. Journalists in Latin America feel that they are actually compensated better and that they have more bargaining power because they are certified, just like doctors and lawyers. So that's an interesting part of that, is that they feel like, you know, not just anyone can be a journalist. So they actually fight to keep it that way. And that's a really interesting point of view.
It is, yeah. But I wonder if it invites bias, though, at the same time. I don't know. I just don't know if I can get past that.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm sure under the old Soviet Union, those who worked for the TASS news agency considered themselves journalists and probably were treated pretty well. But is that a system we would want in America?
I would think not. I think we have the, you know, I say it's about a lot of American values. It's the best thing going, though it has its flaws. And I think, the new technology that's emerged in the last decade plus presents its challenges. And this is just another example of it. And I think, when we are consumers of news, we have to, be careful of who we trust and where we get it.
All right. Hey, thanks. With that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.